Getting a professional haircut when you're homeless is not a priority or really even a possibility in a lot of cases, but a group of Nashville barbers wants to make sure that everyone gets a chance to look good. Natasha Senyanovich of member station WPLN reports.
War Memorial Plaza in the heart of Nashville is buzzing with activity on a Monday evening. Friends high-five, kids run around, and people joke with familiar faces. And in one corner, a row of people sit in salon chairs. They chat with stylists in gray t-shirts sporting a Nashville Street Barbers logo. The stylists are volunteers who snip, shave, and shear from 6 to 8 p.m., though the waiting list may be 30 long. Names are called out when a chair opens up.
Shannon Evans!
31-year-old veteran Shannon Evans has been struggling to get off the streets. He says he recently suffered a breakdown from the solitude of having no family and nowhere to go. To see people donating their time and talent, like the street barbers, is priceless to him.
It makes people look at me different. Like, they don't think I'm homeless as long as I don't dress nasty. And more than that, it's like somebody cares. Somebody cares.
Nashville Street Barbers was started a little over a year ago by Caroline Lindner. The full-time stylist had been organizing haircuts for nonprofits for 5 years. She was looking for a new project when she read about a group offering free showers downtown in mobile trucks and asked to join them. Lindner came alone at first and says she was terrified that she might not be well received.
I think people know when you're scared, and I think it takes a lot to trust someone with your hair too. So it took quite a while to gain trust and to feel comfortable and to just kind of show up and attack it.
Now there might be up to a dozen barbers on a Monday night, and they get repeat customers. Some clients just ask for a trim. Others, like Clarence Branham and Tasha Hayford, are more specific.
I wanted all my hair off my neck and my beard and my top to be almost even.
A short pixie bob, like short in the back and long in the front.
Lindner says no project of hers has been as successful as this one. She was recently chosen to receive a $10,000 national prize, and she says she never has to nudge volunteers to show up because
this whole thing is about just being happy and helping people.
Sometimes up to 80 people come for a haircut. Not all of them live on the streets. Some, like Pete O'Connor, come because even a $20 haircut can be expensive. The formerly homeless veteran heard about the group recently and has already come twice because his hair grows fast.
I think this kind of a situation is great for people, especially if they're really, you know, like looking for a job or something. They're in a position where they need to make themselves look neat and doing what they can to take care of themselves.
Another regular customer is Cynthia Pritchard. A traveling carnival worker, Pritchard had a stroke on the job while in Chicago a couple of years ago. That depleted almost all of her savings in just months.
I came to Nashville when my money started running low because I knew I could get help here that I needed.
Pritchard lives in a camp and sleeps in a hammock with her cat, but she is getting back on her feet and recently got a job cleaning offices. As she gets her hair cut, Pritchard says she wants people with all types of skills to join the stylists.
A lot of people are just one check away from being here and get down here and learn how to help and be a mentor for somebody who could use it.
Even though she's homeless, Pritchard volunteers at a shelter, and she also tells me she's begun mentoring women trying to get off drugs. But she's interrupted by a practical matter.
I got to get this hair off my nose.
Her barber quickly dusts her off. For Here and Now, I'm Natasha Senyanovich.